kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
UB? I don't know. UBE?
UB.
Have you transit before?
No.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. It's an animal?
It's kind of a root crop.
What? It's a vegetable. It's like a potato, is it?
Sort of, but different.
Okay, so it's a different purple potato thing that you can make into a cake. That's amazing. How do you pronounce it?
It's ube.
Ube.
You've just heard a couple of non-Filipinos pronounce one of the indigenous native products from the Philippines, ube. Though a few of them had chanced the now popular Philippine tuber, and there's a craze right now about the ube flavor across the world, not many know about this Filipino food or many Filipino food in general. That's why in this episode of Learn Filipino, we'll look at the different Filipino food and dishes to learn more about the Filipino culture. Listen and learn Filipino. Matuto ng mga salita at kulturang Filipino. Know the meaning behind the words. Alamin ang kahulugan sa likod ng mga salita. Come and let's learn Filipino. Tara, tayong matuto ng Filipino sa Learn Filipino. On another episode of Learn Filipino podcast, we'll learn some basic Filipino words to know when you want to try some Filipino food. Food is one of the best ways to understand a country's history, values, and traditions. In the Philippines, every meal tells a story. From the ingredients our ancestors gathered from rivers and forests, to recipes passed down through generations. Today, let's learn some Filipino food words while discovering how they connect to Filipino culture. In Filipino, food is pagkain. Can you say it with me? Pagkain. Pagkain. Say it again. Pagkain. Very good. Let's begin with the heart of every Filipino meal. Main dish. In Filipino, main dish is ulam. Ulam. U-lam. Say it, ulam. An ulam is a dish eaten with rice or kanin. Most Filipinos would say a meal is incomplete without both ulam and kanin. Sinigang. Sinigang is a sour soup made with vegetables and pork, beef, shrimp, or fish. The word you'll often hear is maasim, which means sour. Maasim. Long before refrigerators existed, our ancestors used native sour fruits like sampalok or tamarind, kamyas, and batuan to preserve food and create delicious broths. Sinigang is more than just comfort food. It reflects how early Filipinos work with nature, using local ingredients found in rivers, farms, and forests. Even today, many Filipino families believe that nothing beats sinigang cooked with fresh tamarind. Next is perhaps the most famous Filipino dish, adobo. 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 Many Filipino think soy sauce is essential to adobo. But did you know that the earliest version didn't include soy sauce at all? Before Spanish colonization, Filipinos preserve meat by cooking it in native vinegar, garlic, salt, peppercorns, and bay leaves. The Spanish later gave the dish the name adobo, but the cooking technique itself was already practiced by Filipinos. Today's adobo is a beautiful example of how Filipino cuisine evolved through history while keeping its indigenous roots alive. Tinola. Another traditional favorite is tinola. Tinola is a comforting chicken soup with ginger, green papaya, and malunggay leaves. Let's learn a new word. Luya means ginger. Luya, luya. Tinola appears in one of the oldest Filipino epics, Biag ni Lamang, showing that this dish has been part of the Filipino life for hundreds of years. It is often served during rainy weather, when someone is sick, or for mothers who have just given birth. For many Filipinos, tinola tastes like home. Now let's travel to the Visayas, the central islands in the Philippines. Kinilaw. Ki-ni-law. Kinilaw is fresh raw fish marinated in native vinegar, calamansi, ginger, and chili. The word comes from the Visayan term kilaw, meaning to eat fresh. Long before modern refrigeration, fishermen prepared their catch this way using vinegar, which safely preserved the fish while adding flavor. Kinilaw reminds us that Filipino cuisine has always been practical, sustainable, and deeply connected to the sea. Before we continue, let's discover some indigenous Filipino foods that have nourished communities across the Philippines for centuries. These native ingredients were already being grown, gathered, or harvested long before colonization. Many are still enjoying it today and are an important part of Filipino culture and identity.
I have seen it before. I think it's ube. I think it's similar to taro, but I actually don't really know what taro or ube is.
Okay.
I know it's purple.
Yes, it is.
Ube? I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. It's an animal.
It's kind of a root crop.
What? It's a vegetable. It's like a potato, is it?
Sort of, but different.
Okay, so it's a different purple potato thing that you can make into a cake. That's amazing. How do you pronounce it?
It's ube.
Ube.
First is ube. Ube is a purple yam native to the Philippines. It has naturally sweet, earthy flavor and a vibrant violet or purple color. Today, ube is used in cakes, ice creams, breads, jams, and the famous halo halo. Around the world, ube has become one of the best-known Filipino ingredients.
Because its comparisons to yam or taro, I think, is too simplistic.
Right.
And it's actually perhaps dumbing down what is truly a uniquely Filipino product like ube.
Definitely the color is the first one that you see. Again, striking color of purple. And like Sigi was mentioning, it's something that is only grown in the Philippines, right? And something that is inherently from the Philippines. Taro, they use it in, I guess, bubble tea flavors. And it's really interesting that...
Boba.
Yeah,
boba.
For all of the Americans out there, the North Americans. But it's really interesting that when you get a taro milk tea or a bubble tea, what color is it? It's purple. The way that it's kind of expressed in different cuisines, I guess Pacific Islanders, it's more of a savory taste. Whereas ube, Filipinas, we use it in desserts. And I think it naturally has its own, has sweeter notes than taro does.
Ube's traditional uses in the Philippines are mainly for desserts, including ube halaya, mashed purple yam, is boiled slowly with coconut milk, condensed milk, and butter into a rich jam. Next is halo halo, a famous layered shaved ice dessert featuring ube as a core topping. Baked goods used to flavor chiffon cakes, ensaimada, and pandesal bread. Ube has gained a global popularity in the recent years. Ube has exploded globally in cafes and social media feeds for lattes, pastries, and soft-serve ice cream. Next is calamansi. Ka-la-man-si. Calamansi. Calamansi is a small native citrus fruit with a bright, tangy flavor, where Filipinos use it for juice in marinades, dipping sauces, drinks, and desserts. A squeeze of calamansi adds freshness to grilled seafood, noodles, and many everyday dishes. Now let's learn pili. 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 Pili nuts come from trees that grow naturally in the Bicol region. They have a rich, buttery flavor and are enjoyed roasted, caramelized, or added to desserts. Harvesting pili has long been an important livelihood for many indigenous and local communities in the Philippines. Another food is kamote. 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 Kamote means sweet potato. It has long been grown throughout the Philippines because it is nutritious and grows well in many climates. The roots are cooked or roasted, while the young leaves are also eaten in soups and salads. Next is gabi. 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 Gabi is taro, a root crop that has been cultivated in the Philippines for generations. Its starchy roots and broad leaves are both used in cooking. Gabi adds a creamy texture to soups like sinigang, while the leaves are the main ingredient in the famous Bicolano dish, laing. Malunggay. 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 Malunggay or moringa is often called a miracle tree because its leaves are rich in vitamins and minerals. They are commonly added to soups like tinola and are valued for both their flavor and nutritional benefits. Many Filipino families grow a malunggay tree in their backyard for everyday cooking. These indigenous foods remind us that Filipino cuisine has always been closely connected to the land. Long before imported ingredients became common, communities relied on native crops, fruits, and trees to nourish their families. Today, these traditional foods continue to shape the flavors of the Philippines and connect Filipinos to their heritage. Now let's go learn about some side dishes. A side dish is often called pulutan when shared with drinks, or simply ulam when eaten with rice. One popular Filipino side dish is achara. Achara is pickled green papaya. The word achara comes from a Malay term for pickles, but Filipinos made it their own by using local green papaya, carrots, ginger, onions, and vinegar. Its sweet and tangy flavor perfectly balances rich dishes like adobo or fried fish. Another favorite is ensaladang talong. Talong means eggplant. Roasted eggplant is mixed with tomatoes, onions, and bagoong, or salted egg. Simple ingredients, fresh flavors, and locally grown vegetables are central to Filipino cooking. Ooh, now let's dig deep to the Filipino desserts. Who doesn't love dessert? In Filipino, dessert is often called panghimagas. Let's say it together. Panghimagas. Panghimagas. One of the Philippines' best loved desserts is halo-halo. The word literally means mix-mix. Halo-halo combines shaved ice, sweet beans, jackfruit, coconut strips, leche flan, ube, ice cream, and many other colorful ingredients. Every family has its own version, making each bowl unique. Another favorite is bibingka, a rice cake traditionally cooked in clay pots lined with banana leaves. Made from rice flour and coconut milk, bibingka reflects indigenous farming traditions where rice and coconut were everyday staples. During Christmas, many Filipinos enjoy bibingka after attending early morning church services known as Simbang Gabi. Food and faith often come together in Filipino celebrations. Now let's go to drinks. The Filipino word for drink is inumin. 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 One refreshing traditional drink is salabat. Salabat is ginger tea. For generations, Filipinos have used salabat to soothe sore throats, warm the body during rainy days, and promote wellness. Another refreshing favorite is buko juice. Buko means young coconut. The Philippines is rich in coconut trees, often called the tree of life, because almost every part of the coconut is useful, from food and drink to building materials and handicrafts. Fresh buko juice remains one of the country's most refreshing tropical drinks. Today, we've learned several Filipino food words. Pagkain, which is food, ulam, main dish, kanin, rice, maasim, sour, luya, ginger, talong, eggplant, panghimagas, dessert, inumin, drink, buko, young coconut. Filipino food is more than something we eat. It tells the stories of our ancestors, our geography, our resilience, and our love for gathering around the table with family and friends. Whether it's a bowl of sinigang, a serving of adobo, colorful halo-halo, or a glass of fresh buko juice, every dish reflects a piece of Filipino identity.
To those who actually Australian friends, try the Filipino food. It's very different. It's a mixture of the East and the West and the traditional one. Once in a while, tickle your buds with the Filipino food, and it's very, very different.
Different in a good way?
In a good way. Yeah, basically. It's something that's different in a good way because it came out from different parts of the world. And my calling is, like, try the Filipino food. It's very good, and it's something that you would see is a very unique food. Very colorful as well.
There's still so much more to discover about Filipino cuisine, and we hope to feature more regional dishes and indigenous food traditions in our upcoming episodes of Learn Filipino. Until then, keep exploring, keep tasting, and keep learning. Maraming salamat! Thank you for listening.
Listen on SBS Filipino on www.sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.